want a shout out on the Pro Football Scouting Podcast, have a question about a player, team, or maybe college prospect, each week we will pick some questions to answer, and you can send those questions to me personally, Steve the Scout, and my email address is stevethescout81@gmail.com.
Scouting out of the blue corner. He gives you your football meat and potatoes style and is the undisputed king of detailed player analysis. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve the Scout.
Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. The Pro Football Scouting Podcast is available every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And if you are listening to this show for the first time, or perhaps you've listened to every episode ever, here are the four things that make this show different. Number one, you're going to get more in-depth information on players than you get on any other podcast. Number two, the information you're going to get is going to be more unique. What I often see is on the internet, on podcasts, in the media, people are copying other people's evaluations and opinions on players and various subjects in football. When I give you information on a player or team, I'm going back, I'm watching the tape, or I've watched the game, and I've made real evaluations, and I know how to do so. And I'm confident that I'm confident enough that I'm going to be able to give you bold predictions on players. And that's really the third thing. Bold predictions on players that you're not going to see anywhere else. Everyone always gives an analysis, but no one really makes a projection of, yes, they're going to succeed at the next level, or this player is not going to succeed, or this guy is definitely going to be a draft steal, and pointing out the reasons why. So I definitely like to be bold in that regard and make predictions on what I think is going to happen. And lastly, is that this is a meat and potatoes show. I am not going to spend the first 10 to 15 minutes talking about my kids, they don't have any, or my dog, or, you know, what happened last week. I hear, honestly, a lot of fluff in a lot of podcasts. There is no fluff in this. This is hard-hitting, meat and potatoes football, and I want to get right into it. So without any further ado, let's talk about what's going to be on today's show. So as I mentioned, every Wednesday heading into the regular season, I'm going to be giving you a ranking show on the different positions in the NFL and giving you rankings going into the season on who are the best at each position. So what I did 2 weeks ago is I started out with the quarterbacks. I graded all 32 quarterbacks. What I did last week is I did wide receiver corps. So I graded them as a group of receivers. I'm going to be doing the same thing this week, where I'm going to be giving you the 10 best rushing attacks in the NFL. All the teams that I have in this list, they have more than one running back, because for what I qualify having a real rushing attack, you need more than one guy that can carry the rock, or another guy that can be effective on the screen game to really make your backfield effective. On Friday, it's going to be a weekly training camp show, so I'm going to be giving you, last week I focused specifically on analyzing what was going on in the preseason games. But this Friday, I'm going to be going over specifically things that have actually happened in training camp and giving you a unique perspective on that. So without any further ado, let's go into who I believe the top 10 are, the top 10 rushing attacks in the NFL. So starting out at number 10 are going to be the Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons have two running backs. They're different from each other. Their lead running back is Devontae Freeman, and their secondary running back is Tevin Coleman. Tevin Coleman was a late-round draft pick just the other year. He's really a great complement to Devontae Freeman. They're different running backs in the regard that, you know, Tevin Coleman is more of a pure receiver back, and Freeman is more of a downhill runner. So Freeman is more of like your power runner. So he is a guy that's really good between the tackles. huge legs, powerful legs, runs hard. He has a lot of really great lateral quickness, and he's just a true downhill runner, and also a really good blocker as well. When you look at Tevin Coleman, he's different because he is a pure receiving back. But also some things I like about Tevin Coleman is he follows his blocks really well, and he's also good between the tackles. So you got two good running backs right there. Number nine are the New York Giants. The New York Football Giants, they got Saquon Barkley. We know what Barkley is capable of. If I give another Saquon Barkley scouting report, I'm probably going to be sick from doing it. So I'm going to stay away from that. We all know who Barkley is, what's expected of him. Agreed? Okay, good. But they still have Jonathan Stewart. And Jonathan Stewart, despite the fact that his production has gone down, even his yards per carry have gone down, I still see Jonathan Stewart, based on the tape, because the tape does not lie, I still see a guy that is capable of playing in this league. Maybe not the runner he once was, but a guy that can still help your team in a pretty decent-sized way. And also, the other benefit is that if you hear from Saquon Barkley, as well as a couple of the other guys in the running back room, Jonathan Stewart really has been a great leader for them. So when you look at what Barkley has, bringing in Jonathan Stewart as a third running back, they have a guy named Wayne Galliman. Hopefully I'm saying his last name right. But he's a different kind of back in that he's going to give you, yes, an initial burst, decent cutting ability, but he's going to be more of a, definitely more of a situational back for them there. Definitely not an every down back. Who is going to be an every down back is the lead running back of the team that comes in number eight, and that's the Jacksonville Jaguars. So Leonard Fournette is the best pure downhill runner in the NFL. When you want to look at Leonard Fournette as a player, a guy that he runs a lot like is Adrian Peterson. I think Adrian Peterson has more of that, a little more of a, definitely more explosive, but in terms of running style and power, they're really similar. What's interesting is a lot of people think that Leonard Fournette is just a pure downhill runner, but he is a really solid receiving back as well when you watch the tape and him doing so. He actually clocked 25 miles per hour on a run last year, and that was the highest speed that any running back ran at any one particular time last year. And as a compliment, they got TJ Yeldon, a guy that a secondary back who averaged 5.2 yards per carry last year, a decent between the tackles runner, good lateral speed, and a good compliment there to Leonard Fournette at number eight. And the Jaguars coming in at number eight. Coming in at number seven are the Dallas Cowboys. Ezekiel Elliott's probably the most complete running back in the NFL, because when you want to look at a guy that is one of the very best in the league as a blocker, very best in the league at vision, running between the tackles, a great receiving back, can block, can literally do everything that you want. And he also runs with power and has home run speed. So, Zeke is really, if you're carving out the perfect running back, hard to make one that's really more perfect than him for today's game. But a guy that I think is going to make a big difference in their running game is Rod Smith. Rod Smith is the secondary running back on the Dallas Cowboys. And what I saw him do in the preseason game against the 49ers and what I saw him do against the Giants last year, I know I'm seeing a guy that can play. This is a bruising running back that if they have third and short situations, they're going to plug this guy in. And he's literally going to, I've seen him on so many short yard runs just absolutely dominate. I think he has from last year to this year, he seems to have improved vision from what I saw, and is just really tough guy to bring down, and does also have not home run speed, but some decent short area quickness for a guy that's as big as him. Coming in at number six are the Los Angeles Rams. We all know that the Rams have Todd Gurley. We know what he brings to the table. There's not really a reason to try to convince you that Todd Gurley is a good running back. He was one of the best players in the NFL last year. But they drafted a guy in the sixth round named John Kelly, who reminds me a lot of a running back who recently retired. I believe he retired. Ahmad Bradshaw of the New York Giants. John Kelly, plays a lot like Ahmad Bradshaw. He is a short, compact guy that just runs with a lot of aggression and a lot of violence. Can help you as a receiving back, can block, and just, you know, turn on the Bradshaw tape, turn on the John Kelly tape. There's definitely similarities there. I love the way he runs, and, you know, he is a guy that doesn't have home run speed, but he runs hard, and he's very explosive. And not only that, just, you know, if you watch him as a running back, he has a great feel for lane development, you know, can help you in the screen game. So, you know, a lot to like about John Kelly there. I think John Kelly, who went in the sixth round to the Rams, gonna be a draft steal. Coming in at number five are the Carolina Panthers. The Carolina Panthers, they have Christian McCaffrey and they have C.J. Anderson. Christian McCaffrey is the best route-running running back in the NFL. If you look at the draft last year, he was the best route runner in that whole draft. Receiver or running back or tight end, I'm telling you, if you haven't watched a decent amount of Christian McCaffrey highlights, look at this guy's route running savvy. It is among the very best I've ever seen from a running back. Now, this year they're talking about, Ron Rivera has talked about giving McCaffrey between 20 to 30 touches a game. I think that's definitely doable, and I think he's a guy that is very capable of being an every down back. He's not just a guy that you involve in the screen game, but he is a guy that is a hard runner between the tackles, has ridiculous open field acceleration, great vision, knows how to follow his blocks, and I just think he's worthy of being an every down back. And like I said, there's no one in my opinion that even touches him as a receiver. Now, they brought in C.J. Anderson. The Panthers brought in C.J. Anderson, who I still believe is a, I wouldn't say top five running back in the league, but he's definitely one of, you know, probably top 10 or 15, because if you look at Anderson, I haven't really seen him slow down all that much. He still seems to be, for the most part, the same player. His yards per carry have gone up every single year. Last year, he was over 1,000 yards rushing, and I believe, you know, him and Christian McCaffrey, two different kind of players, but two guys that are going to complement each other very well. Moving on to number four are the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns drafted Nick Chubb from Georgia this year. Nick Chubb, just like Sonny Michel, there are two guys that I predict are going to have good NFL careers, because all the things I want to see a running back be able to do that I think will translate to the next level, they both got it. So when you look at Nick Chubb, just in terms of explosion and just vision, one of the best running backs in the draft this year. Has great open field speed, a guy that is a great blocker, and then looking at what else they have, you know, they got Carlos Hyde on there, who is the 97th voted by the players. So every single year, if you don't watch it on the NFL Network, the players, they vote on the top 100 players in the game. The players voted him the 97th best player. Carlos Hyde, I think, is the best blocking running back in the NFL. Super twitchy, great, you know, great cutting ability, and a guy that it's really also going to run with a lot of power as well. And then if you also look at what they have with Duke Johnson, he got 700 yards receiving last year. You combine what Duke did as a receiver, what Carlos Hyde brings to the table as a complete running back, what Nick Chubb is going to bring to the table as a guy that I think is a complete running back. The Browns have a great backfield. Going and looking at number, moving on to number three, are going to be a team that may surprise you, the Chicago Bears. Jordan Howard is a guy that is a natural runner. Doesn't blow me away with his speed, explosion, but what he does blow me away with is his patience and his vision and his just natural feel for things, you know, for lanes opening up. And if you look at Jordan Howard last year, I mean, he was the second leading rusher in the NFL last year, and it was his rookie campaign. And I'm expecting him to get better. Like I said, he doesn't have the athletic ability that you see from a guy like Alvin Kamara or Leonard Fournette. But when you want to look at just a guy that is a pure runner, that, you know, the fundamentals, does all the little things well, I'm not sure if there's really anyone better fundamentally at that age right now than Jordan Howard. And look at what they have to complement him. They have Tariq Cohen. If you have not watched Tariq Cohen play, you are missing something special. He is to me a carbon copy of Darren Sproles. Turn on the Tariq Cohen tape. They are eerily, almost seemingly to me, the exact same player. Tariq Cohen is the human joystick. His cutting ability is incredibly rare. Incredibly rare. I don't know if I've mentioned anyone on this list so far that has his cutting ability. And when you want to look at Cohen as a threat out of the backfield, he's going to give you exactly what Darren Sproles did. A guy that just, you know, in the open field is a burner. And, you know, even a between the tackles running back, he can do it all. So that is to me, you know, in terms of yin and yang, you know, peanut butter and jelly, that might be the best combination of running backs in the NFL in terms of how they complement each other, because they're both two completely different kind of running backs. And I think with that offense, with the offensive line improving, with Nagy being the coach and what I believe Mitchell Trubisky is capable of, I think the Bears are going to have a wildly successful offense probably this year in the NFL. So going on to my top two, coming in at number two are the Kansas City Chiefs. We all saw what Kareem Hunt was able to bring to the table last year. So it's no secret that we know Kareem Hunt is going to be good, but who else do they have outside of that? They have Spencer Ware, a guy that was drafted in 2013, but only really played in 2015 and 16. He's a guy that looks for contact. He's a physical runner. He's great as a receiving back. He'll pick up a lot of the blocks. And again, you know, they have Hunt. And if you look at what Kareem Hunt, you know, was able to do in terms of initial burst and explosion, one of the best guys in the game, has great balance and just a guy that's tough physically. I don't think he has quite the same explosion that Kamara has, but also a very explosive back, and just two running backs that I think are gonna be very successful. So moving on to number one is going to be the New Orleans Saints. They're the only team in the NFL that I think have two 1A running backs. They got Mark Ingram, a guy that I felt coming out of the draft ran and played a lot like Emmitt Smith. I'm really surprised that it took Mark Ingram this long to be good, because to me, coming into the draft, I thought he was completely NFL ready. I'm glad to see that he's finally, the last 2 years, been able to have some 1,000-yard seasons. What Mark Ingram does is he is a downhill runner that has about as good vision as any guy in the NFL. And then you have Alvin Kamara. When I look at the initial burst through the hole, the last guy that I've seen burst through the hole that quickly was Adrian Peterson. So outside of Adrian Peterson, I don't think I've seen an initial burst as strong and as powerful as I saw from Alvin Kamara last year. He is going to be a threat in the receiving game at all times, and a guy that is going to fit into virtually every single scheme, every system. He is just a complete running back. And really, the New Orleans Saints, they're the only team that have two 1A running backs, and I think they are the best running back tandem in the NFL, and that's why the Saints come in at number one. So just recapping this list again, coming in at number 10 were the Atlanta Falcons, 9 were the New York Giants, 8 were the Jacksonville Jaguars, 7 were the Cowboys, 6 were the Rams, 5 were the Carolina Panthers, 4 were the Cleveland Browns, 3 were the Chicago Bears, 2 were the Kansas City Chiefs, and 1 were the New Orleans Saints. So that wraps everything up for today. I'll be back with you guys on Friday to give you guys a weekly training camp recap, give you a unique perspective, and also answer your guys' questions. If you guys have questions, you can email them to stevethescout81@gmail.com. You guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you on Friday.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.